Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Always a good subject, John, by the way, aging.
Say again, Otto?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I say aging is always a good subject.
It's the truth, and we
It really is. I mean, people have to talk about it because it's real. It's the way it works. You start aging the day you're born, so you might as well get that through your head, you know?
I'm agreeing with you 100%, but nobody wants to. And we have with us today Deborah Heiser. And Deborah is a specialist in the field of aging. And just when we went to the break, we talked about stepping outside your comfort zone. Because I remember my mother, actually next week, my mother will be dead 6 years. She was born and died on St. Patrick's Day. But she was one of those ladies who would constantly say, well, isn't that foolish? You know, I'm too old for that now. And I say, Ma, let's go. We're going to go someplace. We're going to do something. Oh, that's silly. I'm too old for it. And you're never too old for anything. And the opposite of that is my co-host Otto that turns around and says, you got to live life every day. Why would you not do it? And guess what? If you can't do something, at least you've tried.
Yeah, I'm not going to go ski jumping or anything like that at this point in time.
Exactly. There's a common sense element. You agree there? You disagree? I'm going to go for you as a specialist.
I do think that we have to be able to come out of our comfort zone in times of need when we need to. So the example of the person who knocked on the door when he was starting to feel lonely of his neighbors. If you're feeling great and you have everything going smoothly, stay where you are, stay in your lane. But if you're starting to feel that you are in a position where, you know, you're spending a lot of your day saying, wow, I wish there was something else going on, then it's important to be able to step out of your comfort zone. And that can mean different things. It doesn't actually have to be out of your comfort zone. And this is one thing that we found is that a lot of people have a comfort zone, but they don't know where and how to engage in that. So we founded the Mentor Project based on the United States essentially wasting our most precious natural resource, which is all the experts who are in our country who are either no longer working or they're disengaged somehow from being able to be generative. So I'm going to give you an example. If you are an expert in something, so for example, and this sort of touches on what you're talking about, John. One of the founders of the firewall, Bill Cheswick, said, I'm retired. I don't know how to engage with kids, but I want to give back, but I don't know where to find them. I'll look like a weirdo if I go to a park and say, hey, you want to learn quantum mechanics to kids? Or if I can't just walk into a school and say, hey, I want to teach you. We're finding that more and more people like Bill didn't know. They wanted to get out of their comfort zone. They didn't know how or where. And that can be a problem. So we tell people, get out of your comfort zone. And they say, I'd love to, but how or where? And so one of the things that we did was we tried to put together a program so people could get out of their comfort zone or to get their expertise out to people in a new and different way. And so the Mentor Project happens to do that by bringing experts in a variety of fields to kids in schools and communities, one-on-one. And we get kids to do things that they never thought they could do. So for example, we just in December had a hackathon with kids from Argentina and the US who had never met. And a 13-year-old girl had a really interesting cybersecurity idea that had eluded all of the experts around the world. And because she had guidance from people who were top in the field in that area, she just needed guidance. She never even thought to do this. That team of kids from the US and Argentina were able to do something patentable within 48 hours. So these are the kinds of changes that we can make in the world when we are utilizing our most precious natural resource, which isn't oil, coal, or gas, it is the brains of our individuals who are experts in their fields. Yeah. And so this is how we now have a waiting list of people who want to come on, because it's fun, it's engaging, it's getting them to talk with other people. So the mentors like talking with the other mentors, not just the kids. And this is one example. So I'm talking about the mentor project now, but there are other examples of this that exist also, that utilize a person's ability to sort of get out of their a rut that they might be in and move and give back and utilize, you know, every one of our adults who's midlife and beyond, who's an expert in whatever they've done, is a precious resource. And that's important to make sure.
You know, you use the word mentor. When I first retired, I did a little bit of marketing and sales consulting. And then I wound up, I had a customer that I'm still working with, and we now call it sales coaching, but I could really call it sales mentoring, because that's what it is. I have no big formula that we do. We just talk if they get into certain situations about approaches and ideas and how they might handle something. And really it is mentoring, as opposed to coaching is a better word than consulting, in my opinion, but mentoring is even better. You know, that's what I'm doing basically now that I think about it. It's, you know, and why, first of all, I always liked what I did for a living. I took it seriously. I took it as a profession. I was engaged in what I was doing, and, you know, you learn, and I still learn every day now that I'm dealing with them. You know, it's fun. What can I tell you? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Deborah. I'm just going to say, I just think this whole mentoring thing, it's such a common sense approach, because I think everybody feels better if you help somebody at the end of the day, even if it's just pick up something that fell from somebody who's walking down the street, you say you dropped it, but even more so to help somebody ride a bike or to do whatever that was involved in your mentoring programs. I think you have to, at the end of the day, say, my God, I did a good thing today. I helped another human being.
You know, if you look back in your own life, all right, I look back sometimes realize there were some handfuls of people that really made a big difference in my life, where they guided me, or maybe in my teens, I had a basketball coach, you know, who mentored, basically, looking back on it. And you don't realize it when you're going through it, that they really did have an impact on your life. And frankly, they don't realize that they had an impact on your life either. You know, and you have an impact on other people's lives now, whether you know it or not, depending on whether it be positive or negative. You know, what kind of image are you setting for your grandchildren or anybody, family members? You know, I don't know, it seems not that complicated, but John, you brought up a good point. How do you kick it off? How do you get going? How do you maybe change your view on things? And frankly, maybe some people can't change, but then there are a lot of people in the gray area who could change it takes work. I mean, I'm not going to say that I get up every day saying, oh, wow, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. No, you have your days that are, you know, you're not quite as motivated, and maybe you kind of goof off that day and don't do much. Yeah, that's part of the deal.
Every age, though.
Yeah, that's part of the deal, too.
Yeah, you know, what you just said, Otto, is true. There are days that are better than others, and there are days that we goof off. I teach intro psychology, and it's remote right now. And there are kids that you can see, they're just taking a day off. You know, it doesn't matter what age we are. We are engaged at a different level. There are good days, there are bad days. It isn't something that happens to us that we get older, that we say, oh, you know, my day is happy or it's a boring day. It happens at any age. Ask any teenager, they'll tell you, I'm bored, I have nothing to do, or, you know, it really isn't any different, but we somehow put a bigger emphasis on it with as we age, and it's just not the same. It's not any different, really. But you can change at any age. And of course, there is a big gray area. And Otto, you've been naturally doing things that are on the trajectory that you should be doing, that lead to optimal, you know, giving back and optimal life for yourself. And that's being engaged. But part of it, if you're not optimally engaged, is to be aware that you can become engaged. And it doesn't require that you have an advanced degree, or that you have any special skill that you think that you don't have. We all do, whether that's being the holder of our family's values and culture, or whether that is, you know, grandparenting, it doesn't matter. We all have that ability. And it matters that we just acknowledge it, so then we can knock on our neighbor's door. We can go to the senior center and sit with someone. We can do these sorts of small things. And once we acknowledge it, that's what takes us from the gray area into the bright sunny day area.
You know, you look at it, I'm sorry, John, we've made a lot of progress, because I remember back when there used to be a 40 plus club. If you lost your job and you were 40, you were like finished. Yeah. You really were back then. You know, the people wouldn't hire you if you were 40, but I thought about that a lot. And I think the difference is, back then, a lot of jobs did not have transferable skills. They were jobs that you maybe worked in an office, and you worked on the same paperwork every day, and you did, you know, pre-computers, and your skills were not really transferable. You were good at filling out that form for that company, whoever it was, but that's changed dramatically. I mean, people now will hire people who are in their 60s because they have experience. And life is like that. You know, you have life experience, not business necessarily, but life. You know, you were a mother, a grandmother, you know, a Girl Scout leader, or whatever you were. These are all experiences that you bring to the table that other people didn't have. And, you know.
And Otto, people are also starting their own businesses later and later. It's not unusual for a 70-year-old to say, you know what, I always wanted to do this. I was in my job that I had, but I'm going to start a new business. The largest segment of new business leaders are the baby boomer generation.
I don't believe it. We're out of time already. This was wonderful, Deborah. I thank you so much. And I want to make one statement, and that is, you may not find the encouragement in your family to get involved in stuff, so feel free to move on. You know, you don't have to have your children or your grandchildren saying, grandma, grandpa, good for you. But your friend or your neighbor, like the story you told us, which is tremendous. Those are the kind of things you have to find somebody. And what we're going to do is be putting up Deborah's website when we show this. And so feel free to look at the website, to reach out to Deborah. This has just been a wonderful program. And I want to thank you so very, very much for coming on. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.